Each month we speak with Tristan Parker from eAccess Bulletin. Now, the publication is free to your inbox, and if you have an interest in assistive technology or accessible technology, then it is a must. Now, Tristan joins us to tell us what's coming up in the next issue, and it's another bumper-packed edition for us. So let's start first of all then with a look at some of the big stories this month. We're going to start with an app first of all.
So this is an app that aims to help improve rail travel for people with disabilities. So the app is called Passenger Assist, and it's being trialled by four train companies around the UK. The trials actually started at various times kind of earlier in the year, but people have really kind of picked up on it recently. So essentially the app aims to help make the assistance booking process on trains easier for people. So this is a system where people can contact a particular train company at a particular station before they travel and say, I'm going to be traveling on this train on this date and I would like some assistance getting to the train and finding a seat because I'm visually impaired, or perhaps they want to request a wheelchair ramp. All those kinds of things can be booked in advance at present, but arguably, the current system is a little clunky. It's not perfect. It's difficult for users to let staff know if things change at the last minute or if they miss a connecting train, for example. So the Passenger Assist app aims to kind of solve all this. In theory, there's a sort of real-time two-way communication between passengers and staff because both of them will have the app. So passengers can kind of make these assistance requests through the app, and they can make changes. In theory, staff will kind of see those changes as they happen. The app is currently being trialled by four train companies around the UK: West Midlands Railway, London North Western Railway, Greater Anglia, sorry, and South Western Railway. The company that developed the app, Transreport, and the Rail Delivery Group to roll out the app to rail staff initially so that they can familiarise themselves with it before it gets released to the public, so that when passengers start using it, staff will know what's going on a bit.
Yeah, I look forward to trialling that one myself. Actually, I use the passenger assistance a lot, and as you say, Tristan, it can be a bit clunky, it can break down at times as well. You know, and I've had times where my train maybe has been terminated early somewhere and you've got to get transfers, and sometimes there's just no one there to assist. So yeah, let's hope this can make a very positive difference. Okay, so from an app to a website where people can rate tech, is that right?
That's right, yes. So the site is called simply Rate It. And yeah, it's a consumer reviews website for people with disabilities and older people. And so the Rate It team have put a call out for people to get in touch with them and contribute reviews essentially and tell people about products they purchased and used. And it features reviews of all kind of different products that can help people, anything from mobility aids and wheelchairs to specially designed sets of cutlery to vacuum cleaners and all kinds of bits of technology as well, tablet computers, e-book readers, voice control devices like the Amazon Echo. And so the idea is that it's very much a user-focused project. So people go onto the site and you search for a product or browse the existing products, and you can see a bit of general information about that product, but you'll also be able to see user reviews. So the reviews are very much written by ordinary, if you will, people, just, you know, everyone and anyone. It's not sort of technology experts. It's not people who spend their lives kind of playing around with technology. It's just people who purchase the products and have something to say about them. As mentioned, it's a new project, so the Rate It team are now asking for more people to go and leave product reviews on the site.
As you say, Tristan, it's great that it's just written by everyday people, not experts in technology. So if you're new to the product or new to piece of software or something, then at least you know the people that are writing it are going to be talking your language almost, if you like.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, well, talking of new tech, we've been talking a great deal actually, Tristan, about RNIB's Orbit Reader 20, which is a new braille display, refreshable braille display, and you're going to be featuring that in the new eAccess Bulletin as well.
Yeah, a new refreshable Braille device. And it could potentially be a bit of a game changer, mainly because the hope is that this device will offer a really sort of modern, contemporary, versatile Braille reader at a price which is much more affordable to many people than a lot of other similar devices out there on the market. I believe it's being sold exclusively through RNIB, but it's been developed partly by a group called the Transforming Braille Group. It's a refreshable device. It has 20 refreshable Braille cells. You can read books or other material via an SD card or USB. It comes with various books and texts and a dictionary pre-installed on an SD card. There's note-taking facilities. It can connect to Apple, Windows, Android devices, Kindles. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how it goes down with people after it's been out a while.
Indeed, some Braille displays, you're talking thousands of pounds for some of them. This one's a few hundred quid. If you're an RNIB Connect member, you can save another 50 quid as well. So as you say, Tristan, a real game changer here in forms of the technology being used and the price as well. We've got time for one more item to talk about for the next bulletin.
It's on a new online platform called Vital Tech. This has been put together by staff at sight loss charity Thomas Pocklington Trust. And it provides a sort of guide to assistive technology around the home for blind and visually impaired people. The aim is to kind of, I suppose, demystify a lot of the assistive tech out there and explain to people how it can be used and how they can benefit from it. It covers technology around the home in various different categories, things like health and fitness, reading, computing, jobs and chores around the house, all those kinds of different things. And each category highlights different types of technology which people might use. So that might be a smartphone app, a device, some software. And the site kind of explains how that piece of technology works so that people can really get to grips with it, even if they're not tech savvy at all. It really kind of breaks things down in a very simple, accessible way via videos, audio recordings and text to tell people how to use these products. It's very much brand neutral. It doesn't have any allegiances to any brands or products. It doesn't sell anything. You can't buy things on the site. It's just kind of there as a signpost to sort of point people in the right direction and towards things that might be able to help them.
And de-jargonized as well, always a good thing, Tristan. We're almost out of time, but Tristan, if people would like to learn more about the bulletin or receive it each month free of charge, how did you do that?
Yes, so to sign up to the bulletin, the address is as follows, and I should say there's no www in front of this. The address is just lists.headstar.com. So that's lists.headstar.com. You can have a look at some of our previous content on our site, www.headstar.com/EAB Live. Our Twitter handle is at eAccess Bulletin. And you can also reach us by email. So please do get in touch with any assistive technology questions or queries, or if you think there's a story we should be covering, you can email us on eaccessbulletin@gmail.com.
Tristan, pleasure speaking with you as always. We'll catch up again next month. But in the meantime, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great. Thanks very much, Alan.